Welcome to Hammerdown! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Batman Fan Corporate Office. I am Tone D.
Baby.
That's Bubblegum Pino. He's a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Still hot on the hardwood, huh?
College basketball, baby.
Still hot on the hardwood. Boys, what the fuck's he doing? What's he doing?
He's lurking.
Why is he doing that?
He's lurking around. My shaker
in there. Go ahead. You can go in, H. Go ahead, dude. Go ahead, yeah.
Come on in, pal.
Come on in, H.
Come on in, buddy.
Sorry, guys.
Come on in, dude. Yeah. Come on in.
Do you have a favorite pick for the weekend?
Yep.
Is Ohio State going to win Eagles. Basketball?
Eagles. Okay. Yep.
On the bye.
Take the Dolphins, too.
Safe drive home.
Eagles, Dolphins, parlay.
Maybe take an energy drink with you since you ate all that CBD. Melatonin.
Don't fall asleep, dude. Take a nap on the way home, dude.
You're fucking reckless, dude.
Oh, that's a good ball.
Yeah, it's a good ball. Shovel pass?
Nah.
Tuck it. Tuck it in high and tight, dude. All right, fucking the Hawk. Just what are we even talking about? Oh, you're hot on college basketball.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I don't know if, Nick, you're hot in hockey.
Not after last night.
Okay. Me either.
I think it was 4-5 last night, but that was no research. We just shot off the cuff.
We did just shoot off the cuff.
Probably should have took less shots, but.
When you shoot off the cuff.
Oh, we got Guino's caps tonight.
Guino's caps tonight. Game 7.
That's a big one.
Pens are all banged up.
Oh. I hate when teams are all banged up. They gave up 200 yards rushing. Last night, Steelers-Vikings. One for the ages. He said, you know. Who's going to stop the run?
Could have been.
Vikings did a better job of doing that. Vikings ran all over the Steelers. 7 still got it. Those two teams may be two of the more frustrating teams to watch and cheer for, I assume.
Yeah, Vikings fans have been in a roller coaster of emotions all season long.
All season long. Every single game.
Ben should do one more run, I think. The way he's spinning that thing, that ball to Muth.
I mean, that ball to Muth was fucking perfect.
Absolute dog.
Harrison Smith, fucking hat tip. Hell of a play.
I'm kind of, Tony, I don't know what you're going to say to this, but I am really tired of watching Ben get up after getting tackled.
Well, it's not his fucking fault, dude.
Dude, he fucking takes 5 minutes just to get up. It's like, what the fuck?
Well, he's 40 years old. He's 40 years old, dude, and a 300-pound lineman.
What, do you want him to retire tomorrow?
I mean, what's this kind of.
Guy's got to finish out the season. The O-line stinks.
You didn't respect the old gunslinger fucking slinging around out there?
I mean, I respect it, but I mean, shit. They don't have someone. Not more capable, but dude, watching that man run, watching him do athletic things.
Did you watch Mason Rudolph, Mitt? He tied the Detroit Lions.
There's no way Mitt watched the game.
4 or 5 years.
Mitt turned it off at halftime for sure. There's no way he watched the second half.
No, I did watch the whole fucking game.
There's no way he watched the second half.
4 or 5 years. 4 or 5 years. What, Mitt?
To get a fucking better backup quarterback than Mason Rudolph, dude. That dude fucking stinks worse.
He didn't need one. He got 7, dude.
You definitely need a backup quarterback with 7. How many times has he played a full year?
How many good backup quarterbacks are there in the NFL at this point?
None.
Right?
That's actually a really good
point. Everyone thought Jacoby was a decent backup. He stunk when he played.
Yeah. But if you have 4 years to try and find a replacement, you're going to find a better replacement than Mason fucking Rudolph.
Yeah, you'd think so, dude.
But when I got news for you. They weren't trying to find a replacement.
No,
they just didn't care.
Was he a second rounder on Mason?
Third.
Yeah, so you got it. You got the whole
thing. They're playing all along.
Jimmy Washington was the second rounder that year.
Dude, how many times did teams get rid of a third round pick after 2 years?
James Washington, he got a touchdown last night.
Was he the guy that wanted to be traded?
Yes. Yeah. Allegedly.
Got a touchdown last night. But shout out Connor, 2 touchdowns, 2 touchdowns. Shout out Nick. Shout out Mitt had the over.
Ben Roethlisberger to throw 2+ touchdowns.
That a boy. Over asterisks. You're welcome.
I thought we had the moment. There was a chance for a Big Ben bootleg.
I believe Naj hit his rushing and passing totals right on 104. I don't remember what the number was yesterday, though. It was right. It was. Do you remember what it was?
It might have been 105, Tony.
No, you son of a bitch, dude.
I think it was a push, I believe. Feels like a push.
Should have just taken Russia. He went over rushing.
Yeah, he got loose a couple times.
There was
times.
A dump off on the last drive that, you know, could have got one more fucking yard. You know.
Steelers play good defense in the fourth. That's their expertise.
Best defense in the league in the fourth quarter.
What's that about?
I don't know, man. I wish I had fucking answers for you, Paul.
At least it was entertaining.
It was entertaining. Right?
It looked like it was going to be an absolute stinker.
It did. It was bad for a long time. But we're not going to dwell on the past. This is Picks Friday. If you're not familiar with Picks Friday, we make picks today.
Hell yeah.
I mean, we make picks every day, but we make more picks today. Because there's a weekend. We make picks for 3 days. Okay?
Okay.
Is everyone ready?
Okay.
There's no college football. Well, there's only one game of college football this weekend, so.
Who'd coach JB take?
Unfortunately, he took the side that I was leaning towards. Mm. His gambling record is. Ooh! Army just dropped 6.5. Give me Army.
Oh, jeez.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm right there with Tony. 6.5 for sure. I was going to take it at 7.5. Give me Army.
What's the total? 34?
34.5 still.
Jesus.
I'm only doing... Army's rushing defense is better than Navy's rushing attack. Army's rushing game is better than Navy's rushing defense. I know sometimes in this game you throw the fucking stats out the window. Navy hasn't been great this year. And 34.5 is low. Do you remember the Army Wake game? How many points were scored in that one? Obviously, Wake is a much different offense than Navy, but
give me the over. Fuck it.
Over 34.5?
Yeah.
I love that.
What are we doing? I'm not betting. I mean, I'm not taking a side in this fucking thing. Give me the over. Let's score some points.
I'm gonna take the Golden Knights.
Right.
And maybe I'll asterisk over it.
Seems to work.
Mate, you taking anything in this ballgame?
Yeah, I'm taking. I just said Army -6.5, also I'm gonna pull the trigger and take the over. I think 34 is way too fucking low.
Where's the money at in this game?
Where's the money?
We haven't looked at that.
Show
at
me all. The money.
I bet you it's on Army, huh?
You have to believe.
No, it's split. Well, tickets are split. 50-50, and 60% of the money is on Army. The total, 55% on the over, 45% on the under. Kind of, you know, we got two-sided money coming in, Paul.
Hell yeah.
Someone tweeted me the other day, what's the difference between percentage of tickets and percentage of money? Tickets are people. So basically, percentage of people on the bet. The money is, so like one person can bet $100 on a game and one person can bet $10 on a game. So that'll skew the percentage of the money on the bet.
Oh.
The more you know.
It's good. Thanks for pointing that out.
You didn't need it. Somebody did.
Somebody did.
Somebody did. It's so, good stuff. So we did it.
It's good stuff.
So that's the only college football we have today. I think Sunday I'm going to spend a lot of time on the bowl preview.
On Sunday?
Yeah, while the games are on.
Jeez.
I mean, that's fucking 8 hours of uninterrupted football.
Stress-free Sunday for pretty much all the lads at this point.
Played Thursday.
Fins are off.
Bye.
Pats are off. Big one for fucking Papa Mitt.
Big one for Otter.
Hell yeah.
He hasn't been quite as loud about the Cowboys lately.
He has been a little subdued about the boys lately.
Not so much confidence as earlier.
Yeah, it's really been the Lakers fucking schneid that's been putting me in that mood, honestly. I just haven't been
thrilled
about anything.
Fucking the Lakers. I did see something will make you super pumped up. And PFT tweeted it. Not Pro Football Talk.
Commenter.
Who has a brilliant brain. He said how pumped Cowboys fans are going to be because You're getting your old coach back, Mitt.
Who?
The Clapper.
Jerry's coming. Jason Garrett's coming back.
Well, he's going to coach Duke, and all Cowboys fans are Duke fans. So you get Jason Garrett back.
Maybe LeBron will swoop in at last minute, get Jason Garrett on the court side, run the Lakers bench.
I mean, honestly, that'd be better than fucking Vogel right now.
Whoa, dude.
You are a big Duke fan, right, Mitt?
No, I don't really give a shit about Duke.
Do you like Anthony Davis?
Yeah, I think he's kind of like... He basically forgot how to fucking play this year. He sucks this year.
Think he got the bag?
Oh, thank you, chat. Thank you, chat. Mitt.
What?
Listen, I don't know. You need to fucking perk up first and foremost.
The Lakers just lost to the fucking Grizzlies last night.
Do you tell me you don't have any fucking FCS picks this weekend?
Jesus.
Oh, no. Is there a big FCS board?
Oh, Mitt.
Oh, it's tournament time, right?
Fucking tourney time, dude.
Ah, dude, I did bad in the tournament time last year, though. I was great during the spring season, and then the tournament came around. I got fucking sweeped, actually. This guy's
throwing in the towel of the season.
A false if I've ever seen one.
Whoa, what the fuck?
He used to be my FCS guy, dude.
Here, fuck, I'll look at the FCS pick.
Actually, I don't think there is a... I don't know. The chat said there.
That's a fucking seed.
That's not true.
Fucking seed. Dude. There's no games this weekend, are there? There's no games, are there?
No. No, yeah. That's not true.
Chat lied to me then.
What a surprise.
Fucking chat. God damn it.
Chat lied. Mitt died.
All right. Where do we want to go from college football? NFL? Let's just go to the NFL.
NFL.
You want to go to the National Football League?
Yes,
let's
sir.
Do it. Let me find my picks, actually. That's not them. That's not them.
Spike.
There they are.
Spike.
You big spike back weekend?
One definitely.
Raiders are at the Chiefs. 10 is the number. 47.5 is the total. I hate this pick with the passion of 1,000 suns. 10, I think, is too many points. Give me the Raiders.
Fair play.
Wow.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm sitting this one out.
Last time they played, their fucking defense coordinator was like, hey, I know all these teams are just sitting back and making Mahomes fucking matriculate down the field and beat us. That's not how we play. We're going to play man, and I believe fucking Tyreek Hill had 300 yards. Maybe they learned, though. But no.
Dabo on the sidelines?
Dabo's. No, he was there last week. He went home.
He's not traveling with
them? No, he went home.
I don't know if they got the drip without Dabo.
The Raiders?
Yeah.
How do you feel about this game then?
I'm sitting it out.
They lost 41-14 last time they played.
Chiefs just haven't. I mean, Chiefs haven't.
Maybe been I scoring. Should sit out this game too.
I don't know.
Not exactly the same Raiders team as last time, though.
Not exactly the same Raiders team.
Pretty bitter about getting burned by the Raiders last.
They're 6-6. You know what? I'm going to do it. Give me the Raiders.
Huh?
Anyone else on this game?
Nah.
Doesn't sound like it. Saints are at the Jets. The number is 5.5. I liked the Saints earlier in the week, but I think we're going to stay away. There's some COVID issues going on down in New Orleans.
They should be able to Taysom Hill just throw it 5 yards down the field and win 6 straight, right?
That's what Chris Sims would tell you.
What a load of shit.
Well, that guy stinks.
You know how hard it is to win football games in the NFL?
Believe me, Chris Sims knows.
The guy just won. Like Dolphins just won 5 straight. Like, fuck off, dude.
So, what do you... I think you already hate the Saints, but I think you're going to hate the Saints more because he said that about Tua, right?
No, I'm not touching this game. This game stinks.
Okay. Kamara's back, right?
Yeah.
Give me the Saints.
I might take the under of 43, Tony. What do you think about that?
It's not on my list, but...
Like, these two offenses suck. I mean, the Saints defense isn't that bad.
Actually, a pretty...
Saints defense is great. I do worry about... I don't think Cam Jordan is playing.
Yeah, that was my worry.
That does worry me, but I think they have enough good players. Like, DeMario Davis is an absolute stud. I think they'll be okay. Their secondary is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Give me the under, for sure.
Okay. What is it?
43. Ooh. Under 43.
Yep. Ooh. Okay. Jags and Titans, 8.5 is the number. 43.5 is the total. I am... Ooh. I'm on this under.
What is it? 8.5?
Yep.
Are you thinking about on the Jags?
This game stinks.
It does stink.
This board is just as shitty as last week.
It's
Are you thinking about taking the Jags?
Me?
Yeah.
Not a chance in hell.
No, if anything, I'd be leaning towards the Titans.
Really?
But I don't trust the Titans.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards the Jags, but I don't trust the Jags not to get blown out.
I mean, Urban doesn't even know what's going on his own sideline.
This game.
No, thanks. I'm not doing it. I'm not pulling the trigger. Guys, get it out.
No one's else.
Throw it in the trash.
No one's doing it. No one's taking anything here.
Nah,
trash.
As I said, I am on the under. The Jacksonville Jaguars. Anyone want to take a guess at what they their under record is this year?
A lot to a little.
10-2.
It's pretty good.
10-2 to the under.
We lost to that fucking team.
The Titans aren't as over.
The fucking Jags beat the Bills.
Yeah, they did. They'll show up every once in a while.
I feel like their days of showing up might be numbers.
Ravens at Browns.
Hell yeah.
Interesting one here.
Ooh, baby.
Very, very
baby.
Interesting. I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns.
Perfect.
Fuck you, dude.
Fucking perfect.
It wasn't even on the sheet, but I'm adding it just to...
Beautiful.
Fuck you.
I'll also take the Browns.
Oh, I love it even
more. Why are you guys taking the Browns?
Let's fucking dance.
Shut up, Mitt.
Let's fucking dance, boys.
Yeah. I think I'm with Gumpy here.
Browns off the bye. Got a chance to see what the Steelers did to the Ravens. They'll probably try and duplicate the game plan on defense. Myles Garrett's a freak. Just, you know.
Ravens.
Pound the ball.
8-2 ATS last 10 as a road dog.
Hurt.
15-5-1 ATS last 21 as a dog.
Hurt.
10-2-1 ATS last 13 in Cleveland.
Hurt.
Browns 1-6-1 ATS last 8 games off a bye. Give me the points with the Ravens.
All right. I just realized I'm fucking value. I'm volume shooting today, baby. Falcons and Panthers 41.5. I got it at 42.5. I will be. On the under here, and the total, the line is 2.5.
Everything says Atlanta, so give me the Panthers money line.
I'm going to jump on the Panthers as well.
Yeah. I shake up. I mean, Cam can't be as bad as he was in Miami. Atlanta, I don't know what Atlanta is, but what, they barely hold on against who they play last week?
Who's that? Atlanta?
Atlanta.
Falcons.
Oh, they lost to the Bucs.
Is that the Bucs that was close until, what, the third quarter? And then
Panthers off a bye.
I mean, new OC scared me.
Cam just fucking draw plays in the sand.
But, yeah, we'll see.
I like it. I'm taking the Panthers, new OC.
Okay. Cowboys are -4.5 at the football team. I got nothing here.
Feed it to me.
You got it, dude.
No, feed it to me. Give me Heineke.
Whoa! Give me
the football team.
All right, Nick, we're dancing.
Okay.
Cowboys 5-1 ATS on the road.
Let's go.
Football team 2-4 ATS at home. Cowboys 5-2 ATS last 7 in Washington. Give me the boys.
Okay.
That's for you. That's for fucking Big Mike. That's for you, Big Mike.
Seattle at Houston. The line is 8.5. The over-under is 41.
There's nothing really that says numbers wise to take the Seahawks. I got this at 7.5. Would I lay at 8.5? I suppose. I think the Texans are full tank mode, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like that's what's happening here.
I think so.
So Seahawks fucking looked decent against San Fran last week. I know Jamal Adams is out, but like Jamal Adams is an absolute wild. I don't think he doesn't play a position.
Correct me if I'm wrong, and I could definitely be wrong. Didn't he get hurt last season and their defense got better?
Yeah, like that's the thing. I think some guys on that defense think he's safety. Some guys think he's playing linebacker, and he's literally just a floater. So I like the Seahawks here.
I want to take him, but I'm going to stay away.
I'm out.
Lions and Broncos. The line is 10. 42 and a half is the number.
Throw it in the trash.
Yeah. Trash for me as well.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
No, they couldn't pay me to watch this game. I was forced to watch that Steeler game last night due to my allegiances from where I was born. I will not be doing that. I will probably just, you know, I'll probably take a soak in the hot tub during this game.
Good boy. Proud of you.
It's a good, soak it's good for me. Soak. Not for either team.
Might as well soak for this game, too. Giants are at the Chargers. Yeah. The number's 9.5. The over-under is at 43 now. I got it at 44.5. I'm on the under in this one.
Skycam's in?
I believe Skycam is in. If not Skycam, it's from. The Giants are a good under team because their offense is terrible and their defense is average.
Yep.
They
hung around with the Fins last week.
Chargers off a game where they played well, so they're due for maybe stinky.
Yep.
Give me the under here. 44.5 is what I got it. 43, whatever. Do what you want.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'll take the Chargers. I'm by a half point, though. Give them down to 9.5.
Okay.
I'm learning.
Attaboy. Niners and Bengals.
Yeah.
1.5 is the line. Bengals are home puppies. 48.5 is the total. I'm good on this one.
Niners money line.
Ooh.
Debo?
Debo's not sure. Warner's in.
Okay.
Niners 3-1-1 ATS last five against Cincy. Bengals 1-4 ATS last five home games. And I don't think Burrow's finger is all right. That's one of my big reasons why. He did not look great after that. And I don't think that's something you bounce back that quickly from.
I mean, it's definitely going to hurt.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know how the fuck, who's going to run the ball for the Niners? They even have a running back?
I don't know if, Mitchell out? No, he didn't practice out straight either.
Yeah, and for that reason, Gumpy, I am taking the Cincinnati Bengals.
Jungle
probably
Cats.
Just money line at home. Yep, get the plus line in there.
Okay.
I'll take the Bengals and the points just in case. Joey B, don't need a pinky to hand the ball off. They want to pound it. And then, I mean, if he can throw, shit, they got options on the outside. I don't know if San Fran can keep up if it turns into any bit of a shootout.
Bills are at the Bucks. 3.5 is the number. The total is 53.5. That's a really high number, so I kind of want to take the under, but I could also see this being a fucking shootout. I'm going to stay away.
Feed me.
Stay away.
Feed me the Bucks. 4-1 ATS at home. Bills 1-3-1 ATS last five against Tampa. Home team in this matchup, 4-0-1 ATS last five. Bucks 4-0 ATS last four is a home favorite, and Bucks 5-2 ATS last seven versus teams with a winning record. I don't know. Also, I don't know how the fucking. I might be completely wrong. I don't know how the Bills bounce back.
I'm with you all over the Bucks on this one. Brady still gets up for these Buffalo games, true, even down in that warm weather. Give me the Bucks.
Trey White, no more Trey White.
Yeah.
Lenny Fournette's over under. Lenny Fournette's over-under right now is only at 57.5. I think that's an easy over with his production lately.
There you go, Bill.
And the Bills' rush defense. Hey, not a bad little anger that angle there, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, I just don't see. I don't
congrats,
know.
Bill.
I don't see how the Bills bounce back.
Okay. Anybody else? Anything on that game? Okay. Sunday night, Bears and Packers. The line is 12, over-under 43. I'm going to do the I'm just going to enjoy Sunday night football.
Sunday nights, I put my feet up.
Put my feet up.
Yeah.
Boo. Go for points. Go for the over, dude. It's only 43. Come on.
Yeah, but these ones, you take the over, dude.
Yeah, I am taking the over.
Okay, go for it.
43.
Boo. I might alt spread this to 13 Packers, you know, just for.
Okay, just a little, just fun?
Just fun.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right, NFL picks for this weekend. I'm on the Raiders plus the 10. Carolina and Atlanta under 42.5, and I'm going to take the Panthers minus 2.5 as well. Jags and Titans under 43.5. Chargers, Giants under 44.5. And the Browns minus 2 in the hook.
Bucks minus 3. Niners money line. Seahawks minus 7.5. Panthers money line. Cowboys minus 4. Ravens plus 3.
Saints minus 5.5, Browns minus 3, Panthers minus 2.5. The football team, plus 4.5. Okay. The Chargers, minus 9.5. Cincy, plus 1.5. Tampa Bay, minus 3.5. And Green Bay, by 13.
Hell yeah. I got the under of the Saints at the Jets, 43. The Baltimore Ravens, money line. The Dallas Cowboys, minus the 4.5. The Cincinnati Bengals, money line. And the Chicago Bears, Green Bay Packers, over 43.
Sorry, I'm just...
Some good picks.
Jeez.
I'm just...
What's going on over there?
I'm just yelling at some guy named Gino Falcone.
Oh, Gino Falcone.
Guy says, Tone, stay away. Diggs, I made 6 fucking picks, dude. You mutt. That's what I said. Sometimes you gotta tell people. Yeah.
Let them know. Let them know.
Listen.
Oh, yeah, there was a guy who said my clean sweep in college basketball didn't count last night because of the coin.
Excuse me, what?
A clean sweep in college basketball didn't count because of the coin.
The NHL coin?
Yes.
Did the NHL coin
lose?
No, no. Coin did lose,
unfortunately.
Who did the coin have?
The Flames.
Oh.
What was the score?
Overtime.
Oh.
Gumpy, that is a shame that your college basketball bets are invalid because of the NHL coin.
Feels like those two things really coincided with each other. Yeah. Was tough. Was tough. It's a tough night.
Do you remember that guy's name that decided that for you?
He's been blocked for quite a while, so I just managed to come across it on the hammer. Dad! Goodbye.
Unbelievable.
That'll happen. That'll happen.
I can catch a hawk pass, okay? There's 2 passes of me thrown today. 1 caught. 1 hit the top corner of the fucking wall.
I thought you fucking would have hopped up.
Well, I was looking at my computer. I had no idea the pass was coming.
Well, I thought you were always had your head on a swivel.
I don't.
Took down your painting, dude.
Painting looks fine. Okay. speaking of the ice, let's go there.
Let's go there.
How many games we got tonight? A few, or?
Yeah, there's a few.
Jesus.
There's a few.
How do you feel about it tonight?
Decent slate in terms of volume. Shitty slate in terms of matchups and value.
Okay, so...
For my eyes. But so I've got a few plays. Not a lot. Nothing to get real excited about, unfortunately. But
okay.
I got a couple things.
Go ahead. Let's hear them.
Rangers are at Buffalo. I like to go Rangers in reg.
Okay.
60-minute money line. They are minus 120. Buffalo has not been playing a lot of great hockey lately. The Rangers have been, although they lost to Colorado the other night with a rookie goaltender. Now they've got their usual backup. It's not that bad. Georgie is a pretty good goaltender usually. So
Georgie.
We'll see. Pens and Caps, I'm going to stay away, though. Unfortunately, I would have to lean Caps. It's in Washington. Rust is at. Gensel is at. Of course, Malkin's not ready to come back yet for the Pens. Caps a good team. Nashville at New Jersey, staying away.
Ooh, that's a tight one. Are they wearing the jerseys again?
I'm not sure. Maybe. It might be.
If you see them come out in the jerseys, give me the Devils.
There it is. Asterisk game. What else we got? Wings at Avalanche. I'm going nowhere near it.
Take plus 2.5 Red Wings, dude. Plus 2.5. Come on.
Are you doing it?
Not a chance. I hate the Wings. They stink. That Colorado team is
2.5 halves.
That Colorado team is buzzing.
Yeah.
They are flying right now. So it's a shame fucking Mint hopped off the way.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, I'm back.
They
on.
Coincide. No, you can't get back on.
No, yeah, I can.
No, Mountainside's dead.
Yep.
Panthers at Coyotes. I mean, would take the Panthers, but there's not a lot of value. I think it's minus 310 currently on the money line. And even in regulation, I think you're getting $2. It's if you want to mix it into a parlay, sure. But that might just be a nice little trip out west for the boys to kick back and relax in Florida. Philly and Vegas. I'm going to go with the Golden Knights in regulation. 60-minute money line is minus 160.
Ooh.
Flyers still haven't figured it out. And finally, Winnipeg at Vancouver. The Canucks, Gumpy.
I fucking warned you. Fucking Bruce has his boys buzzing, dude.
We're riding with Bruce and the boys.
Wow.
Money line minus 135 in Vancouver.
I am on the Canucks money line as well. The source, my source, is said the boys are up to it.
Tonight?
Yeah. I mean, they've been up to it ever since. They wanted Green gone for a while, so.
Yeah, Jets are rolling with their backup, Eric Comrie.
Barbecue Bruce has been a nice addition to the locker room, they said.
And that's it.
Okay.
And that's hockey picks.
You don't got one?
Huh?
You don't got one?
Give us one.
What?
Give us one pick.
I'll jump on the Rangers 60 minute with you.
All right. All right.
All right. All right.
How did you know? You know.
You know.
You know. You know. You know. You know. You know. You know. I mean, you know. Okay.
Yeah.
I. You know.
When you know. You know.
You know. Mid, any NBA tonight?
Oh yeah, dude.
Oh yeah, dude. Picks Friday. What?
Picks Friday. What? Yeah. Let's go to the hardwood here. We got the Dallas Mavericks at the Indiana Pacers over 212.5.
Okay.
We got the Charlotte Hornets money line against the Sacramento Kings.
Uh-huh.
The Cleveland Cavaliers money line. They're going to Minnesota. And then
Cavs, baby.
The final one is the Boston Celtics at Phoenix Suns over of 213.5, Tony.
I think those are even Stevens.
What do you mean?
There's four picks there, right?
Oh, yeah, and I went 1-1 yesterday, so even Steven might be back.
I love even Steven.
We love when fucking Emmett Otter Steven McMahon comes out to play.
Dude. Even Steven.
There's nothing fucking worse than going fucking even just 4 days in a row.
I love it.
There actually is worse, Mitt.
I'd rather lose, dude.
What the fuck?
Nope.
What are you going to do for college basketball?
Fucking tough slate Friday night. Fucking not much. I have three, Tony.
Okay.
I'm going the famous NJIT.
New Jersey Institute of Technology.
Moneyline at home against Army.
NJIT versus against Army?
The troops?
Army's 0-3 on the road. NJIT 6-1 ATS this year.
Plus, Army may be a little distracted. Yeah, they're gonna try.
They know
to...
what's gonna happen tomorrow.
Correct.
You, as a Canadian, I don't think you should be allowed to bet on the armed services games.
Pardon?
You heard me.
Because of the Queen?
Well, I mean,
fucking Grandpa was in the Navy, dude.
Which
is
Navy?
Is this the American Navy or the Canadian Navy playing?
No, this is Army.
Exactly. American Army.
Oh, so I can't bet on NJIT because I didn't play for them?
I don't like it. There's something fishy about it.
This is bullshit.
Do you think...
What's this about?
Is this because Anthony Soprano went to NJIT?
What the fuck is this about?
He's just saying because you're a Canadian...
Taking advantage of our troops.
He doesn't like you going against the U.S. Army.
Do you think you're some invading force?
I mean, it's on the fucking slate, dude. All I do is fucking read what's on the slate.
I don't care for it.
This is bullshit.
It's
this
you.
This is on you.
Well, no.
This is on you.
We
this
will
you fucking too.
No. We'll allow the pick, but no. It's under review by the U.S. government.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
A little late, Mitt. Fucking leave me out on an island out here by myself. Frick. Fuck all you.
Hey, dude, I couldn't
fuck
get
off, Mitt.
Fucking...
Shut up. You're done. I don't need you anymore. You're dead. You're dead. Tennessee State minus 7.5 at home against IUPUI. Both these teams stink. I think Tennessee State just stinks a little less tonight.
Okay, hold on 1 second before you go any further. This guy in the chat said, "Love you, Jackson." Is Jackson in the chat? Do we know if Jackson's alive? Jackson, if you're alive, let us know. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Dude, it's like 1 o'clock in Oregon right now. There's no way Jackson's not
in
school.
But could be on his lunch break, dude.
Never change, Otter.
Is it noon in Oregon right now?
Never change, Otter. Sorry. Okay, so NJIT,
Tennessee State.
Tennessee State,
and then I'm taking Brown at home, getting 3.5. They're 8-2 ATS, 4-0 ATS last four, and 5-1 ATS last six is a dog. So that is Brown plus 3.5, Tennessee State minus 7.5, and NJIT against Army money line.
How about Rutgers last night?
What a shot. What a fucking shot.
What a shot.
Hey, let's not forget that Purdue was ranked number one at some point this year.
Yeah, the Purdue faithful were really fucking beating their chest about that one. Because that means something during the regular season in fucking December. Fucking, remember when IU went from number three to the NIT?
Oh, I do.
Got Tom Green fired. Got Tom Green fired.
Fucking Tom.
How about footy?
All right.
How do you feel?
Pretty good. I mean, these weeks where the Champions League and Europa League, teams got to turn it around real quick.
Yeah.
I don't love that, but here we go. Arsenal money line at Southampton.
Ooh.
Arsenal's been struggling lately, but I feel like they've been playing some decent teams. I like them to get a win here at Southampton.
Okay.
Come on, you Cannons.
Little bounce back.
Little bounce back for the Gunners.
Gunners.
Okay. Let's go, Cannons.
Come on,
oh,
Cannons.
Sorry. I should have started this with the biggest footy pick of the weekend.
Okay.
Portland Timbers to raise the coveted MLS Cup. Minus 104. If you're taking this pick, don't just bet it moneyline. You'll see there's a to raise the cup. If you take it moneyline, they have to win in 90 minutes. If you take to raise the cup, you have extra time. You Correct. Have shootout. Portland Timbers know how to win big games. They're at home. I can't believe we're getting it at almost even
Oh, they're money. Sawing logs at home.
Yeah. I don't know what we're talking about.
Man, when those boys start sawing through those fucking logs.
Compy, when's a Grey Cup final?
This weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, let's go fucking...
It's on Sunday.
Let's go...
You got no chance, baby. Peg. Let's peg. Go. Blue Bombers. This is a chance. Peg.
Tiger
peg,
Cats. Peg, let's go, peg, Tiger Cats.
Blue Bombers.
What's the spread?
Who cares? This is a money line bet, dude. Tiger Cats.
CFL. Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern. Winnipeg Blue Bombers minus 2.5.
Oh, I love when the Tiger Cats are a dog.
Tiger Cats are alive.
Okay, continue with your...
Bundesliga. RB Leipzig money line versus Mönchengladbach.
Okay.
Gladbach's been boat raced too straight. They lost 6-0 to Freiburg last week.
Okay.
RB Leipzig, new coach, playing better. I think them money line. Sticking with Bundesliga, Freiburg draw no bet at home against Hoffenheim.
Uh-huh.
Freiburg beat Gladbach 6-0. They're playing well. Hoffenheim's 1-3 straight, but I'm just going with the home team here on a draw no bet.
Let's fucking go.
I love Hoffenheim.
Serie A, AC Milan, money line at Udinese. Udinese winless in 4. AC 1-2 straight in Serie A.
All right.
To the La Liga, Sevilla draw no bet at Atletico Bilbao. Bilbao hasn't won in 7, and Sevilla 1-9 in La Liga.
Now we're talking.
And then Sunday, I'm just going to run through these.
Sunday? You're giving out the Sunday picks already?
Well, then I don't have to tweet them out.
True. That's always an advantage.
Sunday, West Ham money line at Burnley.
Hammers.
West Ham's almost at even money here. This is a sneaky line.
Hammers.
West Ham just played in Europa like we talk about, but West Ham should be able to get past Burnley.
They'll raise the bubbles.
Leicester money line at home against Newcastle.
Okay.
Newcastle finally got their first win last week. I don't think that continues. I like Leicester here.
All right.
Everton, double chance at Crystal Palace. Everton got a big win over Arsenal during the week. Crystal Palace on a bit of a schneid. I like Everton at a double chance here. Maybe they even win this thing if you want to take a flyer on the money line.
Uh-huh.
La Liga, Real Betis draw no bet versus Sociedad. Betis playing well. Barcelona money line at Osasuna. Barca got boat raced against Bayern. Feel like they bounce back here. Serie A, Lazio draw no bet at Sassuolo. Sassuolo is struggling. Lazio. I worry about Lazio if Immobile isn't in, but I think draw no bet at least get a push here. I'm taking Atalanta money line at Verona. Atalanta's been rolling in Serie A. our beloved Bologna.
Oh,
we're getting them at double chance at Torino. Come on, I love Bologna.
Absolutely
playing good footy this year. Bundesliga, Union Berlin, money line at Gruther.
Ooh.
As you know, I fade Gruther at all costs, and I love Union Berlin. Leverkusen draw no bet at Frankfurt. I think Leverkusen just a better team here. They've had a good run in Bundesliga. Uh-huh. And then to Ligue 1, Angers draw no bet versus Clermont, and Marseille draw no bet at Strasbourg.
Okay.
That is all.
Good luck.
Good luck
to you and your family.
Good luck. God bless.
Nick, good luck to you and your family.
Good luck to you and yours.
Mick.
Except for the Grey Cup fun.
Good luck to you and family.
Thank you, Tony.
Except for all the bets. Except for all the bets that we're all on the other side of.
Oh.
Nick started it. I was going to say good luck to you. He started it.
Cops coming home to the peg, Tony.
Oh, you wish, dude.
Where is that game?
It's in Canada, buddy.
Canada. It's in Canada, buddy. What are you talking about?
Is it at a neutral site?
It's in Canada, buddy.
Grey Cup final.
All Canadian games are neutral sites because they're so nice. They cheer for both teams.
You're telling me it's Vaughn Hamilton? You're telling me we're not going on the road?
Did you not see that fucking brawl last week?
It's in Hamilton.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Well, that's bullshit. Yeah.
They're the fans that started it last week.
Actually, I don't know.
Where is the Grey Cup?
This says Air Force Chopper brings the Grey Cup to Hamilton ahead of CFL Final.
Oh, Lens just scored. Let's go.
Where's the Grey Cup Final?
Where is it? When is date, time, location? Here we go.
How about that Army game? Where are they playing that at?
It's in Meadowlands. I don't know why I said it like that. Oh, it's in Hamilton.
Oh, this is a rematch of the 2019
Grey Cup. It's in Hamilton, baby.
Hamilton hasn't won the Grey Cup since 1999.
Oh, well, guess what?
Oh, my God.
Time for it to come back home,
baby. The cats
baby.
Are dead. What?
The cats in the cradle and Bombers, the spoon.
Bombers are looking to go back to back.
The man in the moon.
Bombers go back to back.
Don't fucking jump on the Bombers,
dude. Here comes the Bombers.
Back to back.
You know, team has never gone back to back in the Grey Cup.
So in 2019, Blue Bombers defeated the Cats 33-12 in this.
Oh, it's a blowout.
Wait, it's in Hamilton, though. This is Tim Hortons Field.
The Bombers have won 2 straight Grey Cups?
Oh. No, this is 4 back to back.
I can't wait to see the boys from the peg.
You said in 2019.
Eat timbits out of the Grey Cup on your field, bitch.
What'd you say, dude? You don't come into Tim Hortons and just fucking get a Grey Cup, dude. You should know that of all people.
I walk into Tim Hortons, I order coffee, they ask what size. I say, Grey Cup, please. Fill it up.
You're a son of a bitch, you know that?
Timbits, bitch.
You know what this means to me, and you don't give a shit.
I might watch this game.
Well, yeah. What do you mean?
It will be on.
Yeah, it's on during the incredible slate of fucking Lions at Broncos. And the other one that Nick's going to take a bath during.
Lions Broncos was it, yeah.
Is this on like ESPN? So. Can you actually watch this?
Oh, Chargers and Giants.
Yeah.
It is. Okay.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, dude?
You're going to get fucking 30 million people
think
watching.
The boys are just fucking going out on fucking Tim Hortons Field.
Wait till Masoli throws for 600 yards.
Oh, well. Ha ha. Good luck to your Tiger Cats, buddy.
What the fuck is that?
What, did you just short circuit?
Goddamn,
that's why Canada laughed, dude. Have you ever seen South Park? Ha ha, buddy.
Yeah, that was what it is. I don't know what you did before that.
Good luck to your Tiger Cats, buddy.
It's a Grey Cup, buddy.
It's in Canada, buddy.
It's in Canada.
Man, it never changed, dude. Okay.
All right.
I think we did it all.
Sampdoria is up 1-0. Lens is up 1-0.
Oh, we didn't do it all.
Oh, wow.
Dominic Cruz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe we forgot that.
Dominic Cruz versus Pedro Munoz.
That's a good fight, actually.
To end by KO.
I've been looking forward to this for a while. Oh, to end by KO, TKO?
Yeah, we don't need a winner.
Oh, we don't need a winner.
We just need a knockout.
Oh, +210.
And when these two throw fists...
+210.
What's it? I'd be surprised if this thing doesn't.
Are you taking the NHL boost, Nick?
Go knockout first round.
Uh, the Devils is the only one I'm kind of iffy about, I think, right? What is the boost?
What again? Team? What team
is Rangers, iffy? Caps, and Devils all to win plus 500.
What team is he iffy about?
The jerseys.
The Devils.
The Devils. The Devils.
Maybe a sprinkle.
Okay. But let's not forget the Super Boost UFC is never lost.
It will end in a knockout or TKO.
Potentially first round.
I say second.
Okay.
Say Dominic Cruz fucking catches him in the second.
Okay.
Probably minute 37. Nice. Babe Ruth, dude.
I hear you. Okay. That's the show.
That's a good show.
That's a good show.
That's a good show.
It was a fun week.
It's been a fun week.
Fun week, everybody. Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you.
We will be back Monday. We will recap everything. See what we got on the bull week starts next week. Ooh.
What day?
Friday.
Oh, we still got time.
Bahamas Bowl, Friday.
The who?
Bahamas Bowl.
When's the Mayo Bowl?
The Duke Mayo Bowl. Sure. Off the top of my head, I'm not positive.
They're pretty active, the old Mayo Bowl.
Yeah.
What's that about?
It's a good bowl game.
Okay.
And then at some point, I think the Myrtle Beach Bowl, the creme de la creme.
Is that with Marty and McGee?
Marty and McGee. I think they're calling the game, to be honest.
Come on.
I'll have Nick confirm that. Okay. Good luck to all of you. I can't thank you enough for listening and watching. As you go home, you know, tell your friends, family, youtube.com/HammerDown. HammerDown on Twitter and Instagram. Yeah. We love you. We do. Even if you can, sometimes you guys are mutts.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
Aren't we
Trust me. At some point this weekend, I'm going to be a mutt.
Mutt right now. Fucking mutt right now.
And this one. Do it, Matt. Matt, do it.
I did it, Tony.
You just fingered you, dude.
This guy's going on timeout.
Jesus.
Timeout. You're on timeout for fucking 300 seconds, dude.
Fucking nerd.
Dude, JMU plays this weekend, Mitt. What schedule are you looking at?
I'm looking at the one on FanDuel. I guess you can't bet on that in any
One last question before we go to the weekend. No, you don't
want to.
Do it.
Go on.
One last question?
Go on.
No.
Let's see.
Let me see.
Tony, what sites do you use for college basketball research? I haven't started. Maybe this is a better one for you. I use the KenPom. I use the team rankings.
Oh, you are a big KenPom guy.
Mm-hmm.
I like covers.
Covers is good.
I still like covers.
You've always liked covers.
I've always used covers.
How much for the football? I believe these were supposed to be for sale, but... Diggs, can you really do 50 miles?
Jeez.
Like on a bike? I can do 50 on a bike.
Yeah, maybe the electric ones we have in here.
Yahtzee. Did Foxy ultimately bet on the boost last night? I think he did.
I think so, too. He fucked us.
Why don't we take phone calls anymore? The phones have been fucking dog shit.
They don't transfer over after they don't the regular work. Show.
It's we're working on it.
We're trying to figure it out. It's been a real pain in the ass.
We're working on it.
Maybe next week they'll be back.
Oh.
Oh, Arizona Wildcats tomorrow?
Fucking Tim Malam. Our guy, Tim Malam, said, Tony, you have a asterisk game for me to drop 5 stacks on. Are we talking stacks of high society?
No, this guy's he's the $500 man.
No, I know. Tim, I got nothing for you. Tim, you do better when you do you.
There you go, Tim.
Okay.
All right.
It's
good stuff.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.